Good morning. Thanks for joining me on the Meg Ellison Show. As always, hour three is upon us. I am delighted. This is a special treat for me and for you. In addition to having it Wednesdays with Wendy Mahoney from Uncover DC, we also have a special guest joining us as well, Garrett Ziegler, who is formerly with the Trump administration and worked closely with Peter Navarro within the Trump administration. Good morning to you, Garrett, as well as Wendy.
Thank you very much for having me. It's nice meeting you.
Thank you. I'm very grateful for your willingness to join me, and this is obviously very last minute, and grateful for Wendy that she was able to arrange this. So let's talk.
She's a very kind host.
well, thank you. So let's talk, and I mean, I guess what we can dive into is some of what you have, I don't know, indexed, cataloged with regard to the Hunter Biden laptop story. And well, that's one thing, but the Hunter Biden crimes that the Biden family continues to cover up, and then also get more specific about the Marco Polo report.
Yes, so I've been going around the country to talk about this dossier that our nonprofit produced. And I've gone to 11 states. I'm going to all 50 this year. And I was in Tennessee last night, and still am, actually. I spoke in Franklin, a suburb south of Nashville, and Wendy attended, and she also hosted me. So we are sitting in her palatial kitchen right now. And I'm going to be going, again, as I said, to the next 39. I got a couple of messages last night. People heard the announcement that I was making on War Room about going to this event, and got some folks from Mississippi. I'm going to be doing like a Western swing, and the point of all of it is to talk about this dossier. And we are sort of mixing two industries, two traditional industries, opposition research and private investigative work. And what we've done is for free, anybody can go online and read what I'm talking about right now. It's at BidenReport.com. That's our e-reader, and it basically just focuses on the criminal activity on the laptop. There's over 128,000 emails. There's a ton of correspondence, a ton of photos, but we were interested in logging all the criminal activity, both for posterity and for any attorney general who has any level of testicular fortitude, and they really have none. Nobody is going to hold Hunter accountable at the state level. And whatever happens in these two criminal trials in Delaware and California, respectively, Joey will pardon him. There's no way Hunter is going to see the inside of the clink. So that's sort of the lay of the land with our small nonprofit. It's a very small C3. It's me and a half a dozen other guys, a couple of private investigators, an attorney, and an accountant.
So, Garrett, how do we permeate the thick skulls of those that are unwilling to even acknowledge that the Biden crime family even exists?
Well, I said it last night that I think 35% of the country, they don't believe in truth. So when you don't believe in truth like Pilate did, number one, you kill Christ. And number two, you have no way of conversing with them. If there's no such thing as truth, then everything is just a will to power. There's no sort of dialogue. And so I think that 35% of the country is unfortunately gone. The only thing that can change your heart is the Holy Spirit. 65% of the country, though, I think can be talked to. And one of the reasons why we did the report is because it only relies on primary source material. So when someone on the street tells you something, but they don't have an exhibit with it, you know, when an honorable prosecutor is on the stand and is trying to prove something beyond a reasonable doubt, they always have exhibits. They'll always have an email, a wiretapped conversation, a recording. And that's really what we do with our report is we don't – somebody can hate me personally or hate my nonprofit, but still believe – and the truth of the content of the dossier, because it relies on primary source material. There's over 2,000 footnotes, and everything is corroborated through other means. And I think that's very important for that 65% that I alluded to. I think, sadly, 35% are gone. They're in the wilderness. But those people who will agree that there is such a thing as truth and that there's no way that a Russian intelligence agent was intercepting Hunter Biden's messages, right, that they really were Hunter Biden, that the president's son in the sex videos is actually the president's son, if they can believe what their eyes show them, then you can reach them. And we made it as easy as possible for someone. I know this has been a monologue, but if someone cannot navigate to a free URL called BidenReport.com, that's such a low bar. And, you know, if they can't do that, then they're not really interested in it. But if they will at least look at it, you know, the barrier to entry of this material is so low. Like, that's one of the reasons why our charity exists, is because you can go, you may not know this, but you can go and download all of the emails from the device at BidenLaptopEmails.com, which is a side project of our group. And you can go search for any politician in Wisconsin. I guarantee you there will be some state or federal official in the laptop emails. Even if they're not the direct interlocutor with Hunter, there will be some allusions to them. It really is the swamp on display.
Wow, I'm going to check it out. So, I've given up on the 35% that you speak of, that, you know, we'll never win them over. But I mean, I'm interested in, I'm very motivated by winning. And we had, and I don't know, well, perhaps you're not aware of where I'm located, which is Central Wisconsin, Wausau specifically. We had an amazing victory in this last spring election where we were able to, well, prevent a very far leftist, hyper-partisan, non-partisan mayor from being reelected here in our city. And she's been replaced by...
Are you in Oshkosh?
No, actually Wausau. So, okay. It's a victory that I am still delighted about, and it motivates me and encourages me to want to, well, to win more. And
yes.
So that, I guess, what I'm getting at is, how do we get to those that, well, obviously weren't exposed, because we know in 2020 the media deliberately buried the Hunter Biden laptop story and everything crime related. Well, and maybe that's a oxymoron to say everything crime related, because it is all with regard to the Bidens. But how do we reach those? I mean, because honestly, I think we have to water down, I was going to say dumb down, but water down the message to get to those that aren't regular consumers of political news, to realize how critical it is that Joe Biden is not reelected in November.
I think that the laptop doesn't just implicate the Bidens. It really implicates the uniparty in Washington. So the more that we can expose communications and machinations that Hunter and Joe had with Republicans, that sort of throws a wrinkle in it. If you're talking about the 65%, some of that percentage is what young people call NPCs, non-player characters, people on the periphery of video games that just sort of walk around. They're basically just filler people. That's a mean way to describe other humans, but some people are, like you just said, they're aloof. They don't study hard. If they may think that the dossier or the Biden laptop is sort of just a GOP hit job, but once they see that the laptop exposes a lot of Republicans, I mean, Joey was in the Senate for 36 years, and some of his closest friends were establishment Republicans. So what this will do is, it's kind of jarring. If somebody thinks this is just a partisan hackery, once they realize that the Republicans are implicated in the contents of this device, they'll realize why those 51 former spooks wrote the letter and why the media covered up. Because it's not just hurting one party. It's an argument for clearing out the entire system. It's like the smut that it lines a toilet wall. That's That's really the material that I'm talking about. And that smut includes both Republicans and Democrats. And I think that'll get people's attention. People who may not, you know, otherwise pay attention, they'll be like, wow, this is, you know, my dad knows this Republican politician, and he was talking with Hunter. Like, there's so many examples. I don't know where to start of glad handing between the parties.
Gosh, you know, I mean, I was just curious. I am on BidenReport.com, and I did a quick search just to, well, I searched our governor's name, and it didn't come up, at least not
no.
originally. But I would be curious, and I don't know off the top of your head if you are aware of any, anyone in an elected office here in Wisconsin that is contained within this report, if someone pops up, not the
report itself, but in the device itself.
Device,
the report is
okay.
Just a subsection of stuff. Robin Voss is the vice chairman of a group called the State Legislative Leaders Foundation, and that is a CCP front group that Hunter Biden helped start in the United States. We talked about this a lot on our Twitter. It's really an incredible thing that that he's the vice chairman of this group. Anybody can go to SLLF.org and look, and it's a CCP front group. It's actually in part funded by Chinese state money.
So, you know, I've asked him about this before, and he's been to China one time, and it was part of a delegation of Republicans that were promoting our ginseng business or industry here in Wisconsin. And, you know, so beyond that, I'm not sure his tie to whatever is, I guess, insinuated with this CCCP affiliated group. But, you know, I guess I have to take him at his word, you know, as to what his affiliation is, because as far as I'm concerned, from what I've observed and the conversations that I've had with Speaker Voss, it has more to do with maintaining a majority and building a majority in the Republican led legislature, and to hold the line against the far leftist policies of our Democrat Governor Tony Evers.
Well, regardless of how many times he's been there, the group is deeply involved with CCP figures. So there's no excuse for him to still be involved with the group. I understand a one-time industry trip years ago, and that's not our contention. We don't say that the trip itself was illegal. What we're saying is that the group itself is part of an influence operation, and it's in part funded with Chinese state money. So there's really no reason for him to be on there, because the people that are involved with it from the Chinese side are in business with Hunter and his business partners. It goes back to Henry Zhao, and, you know, Whitey Bulger's nephew is actually part of the group in Boston. So we've been pushing for him to extricate himself from that. And it really is, there's so many of these nonprofits, and they have benign sounding names. I mean, who could be against state legislative leaders, right? It sounds like a group for the protection of bunny rabbits, but they have a very sinister funding profile and, you know, board involvement. And I can send you some more paper offline about it.
And I know you got to go, but just back to that whole affiliation, Speaker Robin Voss, Republican Speaker Robin Voss, what specifically can I ask him to clarify? I mean, what specifically is your report claiming about his activity with the Chinese Communist Party?
Yeah, the question I would ask him is, why are you involved with a group that has been declared by the State Department as a CCP United Front Work Group affiliated organization? So what that means is the United Front Group is one of the main organs of political propaganda in the Chinese Communist Party, and our own State Department has designated that group as a front organization. What that means is, part of the trips that he was alluding to and the events that the State Legislative Leaders Foundation puts on, those are in part funded by Chinese state money. So there's no reason for him to be involved in that group. That is a bad group. And specifically, the individual in China that I would ask him about is Henry Zhao. He's a longtime business partner of Hunter Biden. He actually gave $5 million to one of Hunter Biden's funds, and he is he's a billionaire. He founded a group called Harvest Fund Management, and he was one of the founders of the group.
All right, I'm gonna reach out to him, see if I can't get him on the show to talk about it specifically. You know, I would like to just see across the board a consistency among all of our elected leaders when it comes to any affiliation with the CCP. And
yes.
And frankly, I just believe that we have to be mindful of all of our connections with whatever CCP affiliated groups are out there. And, you know, not just to, I don't know, I don't want to say, I'm trying to think of the right word, nitpick, I don't want to, that's not the right word, but just to pick out specific ones, because I would imagine that there are all kinds of affiliations that we have. I mean, frankly, doesn't China own us in some respects? I mean, that's depressing enough and it's in and of itself.
Yeah, I think that if he is really not involved with the group, he should have no problem saying, hey, I wasn't aware that they're in part funded by the Chinese state and I'm getting off the group, right? That would be the quickest and most reasonable response. And hopefully he'll do that. I don't know what he said. So maybe he didn't know. Maybe he was ignorant of their funding. And that's a legitimate answer. He didn't know. But if he does, now he does know. He has no excuse not to know. And so that's why he should get off it.
Right. And I'll ask him straight up. So, well, hey, I am very grateful for your time. I know you went over your allotted time, Garrett, this morning, but I appreciate it. Garrett Ziegler. And again,
thank you,
it's BidenReport.com. And you also, I noticed, I was searching, you have a Substack, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
Any other websites that I can direct our listeners to?
Yeah, thank you. This is great. The photo sites, we put all the emails up. If people want to go look at every photo from the device, go to BidenLaptopMedia.com. That has all the photos that you can download them all for free.
Hey, can I?
With the genitalia redacted.
Can I? Thank God for that. That would burn in our memories forever. Can I just ask you one more question? I just got a question from a listener. He said, doesn't the current State Department right now state that Israel is in the same classification as Iran and Hamas?
I don't know. They're crazies. Tony Blinken himself is implicated in the Biden laptop. We actually talked about him for about 5 to 7 pages in the Burisma section. Tony Blinken perjured himself, actually to Ron Johnson's face in 2020, when the when they had an investigation into Burisma. Tony Blinken said he knew nothing about Hunter Biden's role on Burisma. That was a lie. We have emails proving the opposite. And Tony Blinken's wife, Evan Ryan, who's Joey's current cabinet secretary, the person who corrals all of these cabinet secretaries, she was involved in back channeling with Burisma. So, I mean, anything that's coming out of Tony Blinken is ridiculous. The designation of, because I assume the question is about the SLLF designation by the State Department, that occurred under the Trump administration. So I don't know. I don't think the Trump administration was putting out those types of statements about Hamas, the terrorist group, and the State of Israel. But yeah, Tony Blinken's totally comped, and he's one of the most corrupt people in American life.
I love that you call him Joey Biden, or no, just Joey, which is, I just refer to him as Joe Biden. There's never a, you know, that word to describe the, you know, his current office.
I detest him. That's what his family calls him.
Oh, okay. All right. A little facetious. Well, again, thank you, Garrett Ziegler, for joining me this morning. I appreciate it. I know Wendy is right there with you. Wendy, do you want to hang on over during this break so we can have a conversation?
I want to talk to Garrett, unless you'll call me later. Call me later.
Okay, so
all right, I'll hang on.
Okay, yeah, because we have about a 6 or 7 minute break. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds great.
So thank you for hanging on, and again, thanks, Garrett, for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Meg.
Have a great day. Bye. All right, going to the 10:30 news, followed by another conversation with my regular Wednesday guest, Wendy Mahoney, after this news break on the Meg Ellefson Show on WSAU.